You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael here with you. Happy Friday. Always grateful that you have decided to allow me into your life on Friday afternoons. You know, yoga is a beautiful thing. We talk about it on the show weekly. It is great for many different things. A couple weeks ago, we had a show called Why Yoga, and we talked about a lot of the different uses and different things that yoga can help. We talked about pain. We talked about, you know, suffering, learning how to concentrate. Mental health came up as well. And one of the big things that yoga helps with is trauma. And trauma is a big one. It is. We got into it a little bit last week with Cherie Wilson from Release and Restore. And this week we're going to have another guest on who's also holding a trauma workshop, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but I'll just tell you my personal thing. I think people suppress, and one thing we talked about last week on the show is that people don't really feel comfortable coming out talking about their issues, whether it comes to mental health or it comes to anxiety disorder. personality disorders, PTSD, and things of that nature, because people see these as taboo. But I think we are starting to turn the corner on that, and people are starting to talk about their mental health a little bit more. And there are ways to ease the trauma, you know, slow down that edge, slow down that burn that it brings into your life, and maybe you won't have to bury it. One of the themes we've been talking about in the show lately, you know, we had Cherie on last week, and Cherie talked about the Restore and Release workshop that she does here in town at Melt in Algonquin. But, you know, sometimes you might need something that's really just deals with just trauma. So I found a person who actually can speak to that, as she has been working with victims of trauma in yoga for a very long time. Her name is Kate Rice. She actually is a yoga teacher in Chicago. Kate, welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. What brought you to yoga?
Yeah, so I started going to yoga over 10 years ago at my like discount gym in Washington, D.C. I was in grad school, and I think I had just heard like, oh, yoga can be good for stress. And I was like, yeah, I have stress. I should go do it. And I took a bunch of different classes. I did a bunch of new student deals, just getting discounts all around town. And to me, what spoke to me most first was like power yoga. And I just loved it. It was like hard. I'd already done, you know, a lot of physical formats and stuff. But I just felt so good after it. And that was my entry point. I eventually started going to studios more regularly, and I practiced for several years before becoming a teacher. But I just loved it. Like physically, I felt good, but just my mood, my spirits were higher after, and I just felt better.
I'm going to put this question to you, because I'm sure it's come up for some people that might be new to yoga. What exactly is power yoga?
Good question. So often it's a pretty vigorous class. In some classes, it'll be holding postures for longer. Sometimes you'll be flowing like one posture, one breath. I mean, when I teach even a power yoga class, I'm giving people options. Nothing is ever required, of course, but it's pretty dynamic. And I think another part of it that can happen is you're really working to move with your breath and notice your breath. And I think that's one of the things that spoke to me about it. I think it's one of the things that improved my experience and how I felt. But often, I mean, physically you're feeling just engagement, you know, you're using up energy to do it. I will often be still, you know, tired at the end after this like exertion. But I think what I like about it is that it's like easier to rest after that for me. So that's power yoga.
Got it. Can you speak a little bit about how you started working, what brought you to wanting to work with trauma survivors, and where you're at with your practice now in that regard?
Sure. So I think with my approach, I think yoga and a lot of things can be healing to a lot of us. And sometimes mm-hmm. there's little, like, I don't know, barriers and how it's offered, or definitely with yoga, there's a barrier of cost. But a trauma-informed approach from my perspective is just kind of things an instructor can do to make the practice more palatable, friendlier to people who have been through some stuff. And I have experience working in settings like Cook County Jail and residential homeless shelters. Yeah.
We'll get back to that one in a minute, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I think when we're working just with a general population, lots of people have been through stuff. So yoga helped me. I mean, I don't really consider myself a trauma survivor per se, but I've been through some stuff. Lots of us have. And when I was in DC, as I was doing these new student deals, going to different places, I came across an independent studio whose founder also had this like service branch, nonprofit branch, which helped link up yoga instructors with like positions, mostly volunteer positions mm-hmm. in social service organizations offering yoga. And she also would host trainings on trauma-informed yoga. And it was just fascinating to me. I think it is interesting the ways yoga can help us. I'm not especially good at talking about physiology of trauma, like right. I'm a yoga instructor.
Right.
But I was really interested in that. So I did some admin work. It turned into a job for a little while, and it was just awesome. I worked directly with a founder who's done some awesome stuff. I would go with her to set up new programs. And then that ended. I mean, it wasn't really meant to be like a full-time job forever, but when I came back home to Chicago and did yoga teacher training, I was already volunteering with this group called Back on My Feet that does running programs in residential homeless shelters. And I wound up teaching some yoga to the men at this facility where I was already volunteering. I already knew them. I think they were kind of like, okay, Kate wants to teach us. We'll humor her. Fine. Mm-hmm. But it went well. And I just think it's really cool. Like, there's a lot of problems in our world.
Absolutely.
A lot of problems with yoga, for sure. And this felt like one little thing I can do to kind of make yoga more available to folks who wouldn't have it otherwise.
You mentioned that you taught yoga at Cook County Jail.
Yes. Yeah.
How did that happen?
So there's actually a number of groups offering yoga and other programs there. I think they're actually one of the biggest jails in the country, if not the biggest, and they
right.
have a pretty good amount of programming. So it was not something I initially did. Like, I took teacher training, I taught in shelters, I taught in public libraries as a volunteer, and the classes were free. And I actually lived across the street from Cook County Jail in Chicago. I lived on the Southwest side. And at one point someone said to me, you know, Kate, like, I know you're really into trauma-informed yoga, but if you got really knowledgeable about like one group of people, it would really stand out. And I still don't fully agree with that, but I thought, why don't I give it a try, see what it's like? Maybe I have some like stereotype about what it's going to be like, mm-hmm. and I shouldn't listen to that. So first I worked with an organization. They would send teachers kind of, you would sign up for like once every 2 months or something. You would go and that was it. And then I subbed for someone who had like her own program, and it was quite different, but I realized, oh, I could do my own weekly class. And I did. And I live close. The commute for a lot of people is not near to Cook County Jail, but
right.
I wound up partnering too with a great therapist who took yoga teacher training and was really interested in this sort of work. We worked together. And that lasted about 3 years. The last time I was there was right before COVID. That ended a whole lot of programming.
Of course.
And for various reasons, I haven't returned to that. I'm just returning to the in-person workshops, which I'm super excited about. But I really enjoy doing it. And I think a lot of the people coming to the classes Cook County Jail is mostly people who are pre-trial. So it's not even people who've been convicted of anything.
Exactly.
They're just waiting there weeks, months, long time. Sometimes they have nothing to do. And some people were familiar with yoga. I mean, I had one person when I taught classes in a library later, she came to my free class at the library and she was like, you know, the first time I did yoga, it was when I was, you know, detained somewhere as a, I think as a youth or something. And she hadn't done it since. There wasn't a lot in the neighborhood. It probably wasn't very affordable. And it's really interesting that for some people, their entry point to yoga will be that, like when they're detained.
It is wild how yoga reaches out to people. And the most common thing I hear, because I always ask anyone on the show, how got you into yoga? Usually it's yoga found me. And that's usually how it is. And it's like the universe kind of reaches out and touches us on the shoulder and says, time to go this way. So let's talk a little bit about the workshop. You're obviously, you got these workshops coming up. You got one coming up on August the 19th. It's over at the Empowered Yoga that's in Chicago. Is that the north side, I believe? Or
Okay. Yeah. Lincoln Square.
And then on September 23rd, you're going to be to Ahimsa in Evanston. What goes on with these trauma-informed workshops?
So they're intended for yoga instructors, but open to others. And a big focus is actually engaging the people there in discussion, because we're mainly yoga instructors. We are not therapists. We are not like mental health professionals.
Right.
But the reality is, if you're dealing with people, lots of people have been through stuff. You don't have to collect a certain group of people who call themselves trauma survivors to be in contact with folks who have been through some stuff, and you may never know. So part of this is gathering people who might be teaching yoga and getting their thoughts and ideas and encouraging them to kind of think about the topics. I do like a sample practice, sort of like what I have taught in Cook County Jail or in a shelter, and people talk about it. First, I ask folks, you know, what did you notice that was different from a traditional yoga class or a maybe more common public yoga class? And then I tell them, well, this is my approach and why. And there's a couple other sort of communicative activities where some people read one article about it, some people read another, they discuss it. But my focus is on like practical things yoga instructors can do to make a class more welcoming to trauma survivors. And you may never know who is a trauma survivor and who is not.
Absolutely.
In a public setting. In some settings, we might know. But
I think it's pretty much like you said at the beginning. It can be anybody. Everyone goes through things. Yeah. It's the depth, I guess, that people go through is what really kind of tips the scales in that regard. Talk a little bit about your approach. If I was an instructor, what would you tell me is something that you would do different versus a traditional yoga class?
Yeah, so I think a lot of this is compatible with a traditional yoga class, but one big thing, offering people choice, like I'll guide people into postures. I have one voice, so I can only speak to one pace, of course. But at the start, I'll say something like, you know your own body best, and I'll offer you some postures. I'll offer you options. You can choose among those, but you can also do something else. If you need rest, if you need to change it up, go ahead and do that. And I think there's different, phrasing we can use to offer people choice rather than to imply there's this one way you have to do it and anything else isn't right. And a lot of instructors kind of do that anyway. I think there's various approaches which are great. They don't have to match mine. But that's one thing. I think the other thing that with hands-on assists, people were doing those a ton more before COVID. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot more awareness now about gaining people's consent, and definitely in a setting where that's offered, ask people before you touch them. There's different ways of doing that too. There's like cards. There's all sorts of things. So that's a little bit of a topic. I don't use that many hands-on assists. I kind of offer people options and use words. And the other little point, like I'll talk about the environment, and especially for folks who might want to go into a setting like the jail or like a shelter, it's often a very different setting than a typical yoga setting.
Right.
So I talk a little bit about that, can people be facing the door? Like it might be important to them to be able to see the door. When we think about the lighting, sometimes there's a comfort level. We don't want super bright lights, but people have all different kinds of trauma, but some people might be uncomfortable with having the lights all the way off. Or if we're going to do that, we can just give them a heads up, and giving people information sort of what's upcoming can be nice. I might say something, even with holding a posture, like, we'll be here for four more breaths, or you can finish when you feel done. We're heading into rest, and I'll be guiding you out with my voice at the end. If you need to move in the meantime, that's cool. Go ahead and do it. So those are some of the things we talk about. A lot of other things come up too, just people having questions or ideas, and they ask about this or that. And, you know, I can share my approach. People do many different things, and plenty of us, I think, have been to yoga classes which are not trauma informed, but right. we've still gained from them. So it's
absolutely.
Like everyone has to.
I agree.
This. Yeah.
I agree. I mean, there's a lot you can do on the mat, you know, when it comes to trauma and it comes to memories and all that stuff, you know, kind of you try to work through some of this stuff while you're, you know, practicing on the mat. And I just think you had a special kind of touch to it because I was saying this earlier in the show, you know, trauma is something you have to find a way to release. You have to kind of accept it. You kind of have to release it. Then you have to move forward because you're carrying a big bag of bricks with you wherever you go when you carry trauma. And I think it's so important to release. And I think one of the things with yoga, it teaches you how to find comfort in the discomfort. It teaches you how to, you know, find a way to push through those tough moments. And I think your workshop probably would be really good to kind of accelerate that practice because I think it's something you don't pick up right away. But the more you practice, the more you learn the skill. And I think with someone like you, maybe it's a little accelerated. Would you agree?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I've been teaching for 8 years. I was full time for a lot of that. So some of it's just trial and error. I mean, saying the cues, teaching people postures, like, I don't know. I appreciate the compliment.
No problem.
If you
no.
think it's accelerating.
It is. It sounds very interesting. Kate, so once again, that is on the 19th and on the 19th of August and the 23rd. The 19th is in Lincoln Square and the 23rd is in Evanston at Ahimsa. If people want to find out more information, where can we direct them to find out more about you?
Yeah, my website is my name, katerice.org, and I have info on the workshops, but other info, some resources for like other trainings in trauma-informed yoga, and my contact is there. So, I mean, if people can't come to the workshops and just are really interested in learning more about this, like as a yoga instructor, even teaching public classes, I'm happy for them to email me and I'll send them stuff when I can, because there are organizations led by like social workers, yoga instructors, offering continuing education units and whatnot, and leading like longer length workshops to learn about trauma and yoga and all of it together.
Awesome. Well, that's Kate Rice. Kate will be holding the trauma informed workshops on the 19th of August and the 23rd of September. Kate, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this knowledge.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
Trapped in my work and the stress is killing me. Sometimes I don't know what's up and what's down, but I know where I wanna be. From them and I question what's wrong with me. Sometimes I feel like they change who I am. This is not who I wanna be. I will be
I'd like to thank Kate Rice for joining us on the show today. Very good stuff. KateRice.org is the website. That workshop is actually tomorrow in the North Side. So if you want to get more information, just go to her website, KateRice.org. I'd like to thank everyone for the support and listening to the show. And of course, if you want to get more details and more information on the show, you can always go to our website, which is breatheandbounce.com. That is breathe, the word, and the letter, N, and bounce, the other word, .com. You can find out what songs we play on the show. You can find out a little bit more information about me, yoga studios in the area, and so much more. I wanted to get a meditation in here, but it does not look like we're going to have time for that today. But that's okay. I just want to take you out today and just say a couple things to you. Be happy. Be well. Be peaceful. We'll see you next week. Namaste.